And welcome to Underground Horror Radio on podunkradio.com here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, my home. Actually, we're in Fort Pierce. Port St. Lucie's down the road. We're in the city of Fort Pierce. We're at the Fenn Center. It is Treasure Coast Freak Show, day one, pre-production day. But I got a chance to actually sit with the man behind everything, one of the men. It looks great. Production is awesome. If you've never ever been to a con or any kind of event where they set up stuff, it's actually kind of fun to watch. It's hard work. So if you've never done it, it's hard work, so you should check it out. But I'm going to hang out here with my buddy John, who brought to us last year, which I didn't get to go to personally, the Treasure Coast Comic Con, which was a huge thing. I would never would have thought in a million years Port St. Lucie in the middle of nowhere, podunk area, would take off like it did, but it did. So how's it going?
Things are good, man. Just busy running around trying to get this show ready for everybody, but looking for a really good weekend.
So doing the comic book last year, which is a different kind of genre in a sense, what made you want to go, okay, well, I did the comic book thing. Now I want to do kind of a horror theme.
I think my biggest thing is my partner will tell you, too, I've been wanting to put on a haunted house for years. And, you know, St. Lucie County, the Tri-County area, the Quad County area, they're in high demand for types of events like this. Obviously, seeing that we put on Comic-Con last year, we expected an attendance of 3,000 people, and it hit the books at almost 11,000 in the first year. So seeing that, we know that there's a certain need here. And, you know, people can celebrate Christmas in July, so why can't we celebrate Halloween in March?
I agree. And I'm totally down behind that. I'm a big Halloween guy. I love comic books, too. But I'm like, all right, that's cool. You know, I had to work and stuff. I couldn't go. Then I found out, okay, we're doing one in March, and it's horror-themed. And I'm like, I don't have to go to Orlando. That's okay. I'll come here. I live right down the road. Perfect. And then, you know, I was talking to some friends that told me about it. I'm like, all right, we'll look into it. And this is great. I mean, you got a nice lineup. It's not big, but that's okay, because actually that gym makes it look really big. And it's a nice lineup, including Ari Lehman from The First Jason, who's been popping around the con scene for the last couple of years, starting to make a bigger name for himself. Plus, he's a musician, which is awesome to have a band play.
Well, yeah, he'll be playing for our party after we close down the showroom floors at around 7, and we open up our party at 8. He's going to jam out for a couple hours. So if you guys are looking to meet Ari and see what he's all about, this is where you see him.
Very cool. And you got some people from The Walking Dead. You got a guy that was in Christmas Horror Story, which was actually really good. I saw that last year. It came out.
Well, we're screening it here live twice, once on Saturday, once on Sunday. So, you know, what better way to get a free movie? You get to come in and see the whole movie for free as long as you get a ticket into our show. I mean, that's a win-win situation.
And you get to meet the actor.
That's it. You get to meet him. I mean, we met him today, and he's definitely a big guy. Definitely nice a big guy. Nice guy, very nice guy. He's excited. You know, we've got a couple of people coming in from American Horror Story, which was a huge hit. And, you know, we don't want to forget, you know, our big guy, Tyler Mane. I mean, who doesn't want to meet Sabretooth or Michael Myers or, right, you know, Halloween himself?
Yeah, which is a big thing. And then you got local. Well, one of them was local, Port St. Lucie with the Paranormal Expositions. I went to the mall with one of the girls all the time back in the day. So that's cool to have that going on, a paranormal thing. That's a big thing right now. Plus, a lot of cool vendors between different shops locally, which I think is important. It's good to have the local thing going on. This is our local area. This is where we live.
Well, you're going to see a wide array of vendors here. There's a new product line that's being launched in our location called Cause Life. So Nerd Life, you're going to see all kinds of new products that haven't even hit the market yet. They're first showing right here today.
It's like we got E3 up in this place. It's awesome. No, that's cool. And I think it's really nice to have that locally, that we have something like that going on. Again, I only been going to cons for a couple of years. My first big one was Spooky. And it blew my mind that I was at a convention. I'm like, this is like a really fun event. I never would have ever thought. I heard people talking about it, but I'm like, you know, it's cool. It's a con thing. No, you got to go to cons. They're fun. People dress up. I can't wait. You know, besides just the guests and besides the vendors, which I love, I'm a very big store guy, the people coming in dressed up and cosplayers.
I think cosplay is part of the best part of this event. I mean, the people watching is just amazing. There's just the creativity they put into their costumes, and it's a community that people don't realize that they're all hidden in the community. You don't know that, you know, by day they are working at, you know, the mall. The next day you see them, they look like Superman. You never know what they are, and
it's
awesome. You know, it's definitely exciting and piques our interest big time.
Very cool. And, you know, this is all going on this weekend, so I'm going to get this out as soon as I can. And tomorrow's the big day, Saturday. Huge events. We have a freak show.
We actually have a live freak show. So if you want to see the sword swallowing and the fire tossing and the laying on the bed of nails, he's going to be performing three times on Saturday, twice on Sunday. You know, there's panels, all kinds of panels, you know, what's going on with the artists, what's going on, you know, for example, your panel, how to create a podcast. I mean, people want to know how to do it.
Yeah, it's a thing now. It's only been around 10 years. I've been doing it for 6. That's definitely taken off. But that's good, though, because this helps out, you know, events like this, and we want to get the word out with, you know, with the radio. And this is cool. I think, you know, as somebody that loves horror movies and punk rock, it's a nice little mix together that people are doing cool stuff like this locally. This is important. Everybody needs to come out to this event. You got really inexpensive passes for the weekend.
Well, that's the key. You know, you look at some of these other conventions, we'll leave them nameless, but, you know, it's unaffordable. You know, people can't afford to spend $50, $60, $75 to go into a con. On top of that, once they pay to get in, well, they can't pay to get pictures with the people or pay to get autographs or buy stuff because they blew everything on the ticket. So we like to keep it as an affordable price. You know, the more people that come and support our shows, the bigger and better they're going to get. You know, we might not knock it out of the park the first year, but let us learn and come year two. It's going to be crazy. I mean, wait till you see what happens in Comic-Con in September. It's going to be epic.
There we go. That's from the man himself. Just rocking out the Treasure Coast. You know, check out now you got a couple different Facebook pages and stuff. You got what Treasure Coast Comic-Con is like the company kind of name thing. And then this is the Freak Show. So
Freak Show, Treasure Coast Comic-Con, and then our website, you know, www.treasurecoastfreakshow, www.treasurecoastcomiccon. You know, just follow us. We're on Twitter at TC Comic Con. You know, just follow us for updates and pictures. It's a good time.
Rock and roll. And, of course, stay tuned to Podunk Radio. We'll let you know what's going on as well and everything that's going around town. Plenty of shows, podcasts. St. Lucie is definitely a very cool mecca place now for this type of event, you know, down in Palm Beach, too, and everywhere around here. So South Florida rocks. So we were a big fan here of the Treasure Coast for that. So thank you very much, John. It was awesome, always. And everybody definitely come in this weekend. It's going to be phenomenal. I promise you that.